I want to interject a story for you because I believe that many women can relate to this. I had a client years and years ago. She reached out and she was over 40 years into her yo-yo dieting since she was a teenager, gaining and losing the same 50 pounds. And she was on diet shakes and she'd go in restriction and then she would starve herself only to get to her goal weight. And then she just couldn't keep it up and she'd let it all go. And then she'd gain and lose the same 50 pounds over and over again. So when she reached out to me, she was at the end of a rope. She came to me and she's like, I can't keep this up. I push and I strive and I go all in, but I can't keep it up. I'm exhausted. I hate my body. I don't know what to do. And I observed that this was her mode of being. It would be to push and to strive and to pressure and to restrict and ignore herself all the way to her goal. And why wasn't that working for her? And this is what I would say, and this is why I want to interject this into this private podcast series, is if you use these kinds of methods to get to your goal, if you use pressure, if you use restriction, if you use starving, if you use, diet shakes, if you use, just hustle, hustle, ignoring your needs to get to your goal, you've trained yourself that you need all those things to stay there. If you hate your body the whole way there to your goal, what makes you think you'll start loving your body when you get there? And even then, if you start loving your body, it's only conditional because of a number on the scale, which puts a lot of pressure for you to stay there in order to be okay with yourself, in order to love your body. And, she hated her body. And even when she got to her ideal number on the scale, she was so worried that she'd lose it. And then she would start, doing all these things, and then she would gain the weight. And then she would lose confidence, and there she was going back and forth over and over and again. And so I said to her, what if we try something different? I told her that it would require her to relate to herself differently now rather than hating herself all the way to her goal. It would require something different than skipping meals and standing up and pushing through. It would require something different than not resting at night. She just could not relax. It would require something different than speaking meanly to herself. We have to, how we get to our goal is how we stay at our goal. So how are we training ourselves to get to where we want to go? We have to flip the script. And you know what she said? She said, I don't think your approach is going to work for me. She's like, I'm tough. I need toughness. You're too soft of a coach for me. And she chuckled when she said this, and I smiled and chuckled right back because I knew, first of all, it was her very first session with me, and I knew she didn't realize what she was in for. I had seen this 100 different ways sideways from all the women who push and strive and pressure and ignore their needs to get to their goal. And what is possible when we're soft, when we're kind, when we're gracious, when we're patient? Most women don't realize this. And after using this quote unquote tough approach for like 4 decades, I knew it was actually the reason that she yo-yo dieted and felt a slave to these programs and kept going back to the quick fix model. And it was ultimately making her so unhappy and so frustrated. She was miserable. And she felt trapped in this vicious cycle. Why? Because this tough approach does not work. You can't hate your way into loving your body the same way you can't hate your life into figuring out how to, like, all of a sudden love your life. You can't force yourself to make peace with food. You can't willpower your way through powerful urges, you'll lose every time. And you can't talk smack to yourself only to one day hope to speak kindly to yourself when you arrive at your goal. You can't restrict your way into permanent, enjoyable weight loss. You can't out-hustle yourself to rest. You can't plow through a to-do list in order to find peace. And this is the part of the culture that will never make sense to me. It is a masculine approach that clashes with our innate femininity. What do I mean by masculine? Push, force, willpower, restrict, deprive, count, measure, weigh, hustle, hurry. When my client tried to lose weight in her teens and 20s, she believed she had to stick to a program, restrict calories, drink shakes, find supplements and diet food, try harder, insert more willpower, get it together. She believed her worth was directly related to her output and how hard she worked and all her productivity. And as a result, this is why she yo-yoed through 40 years of losing and gaining the same 50 pounds. When the truth is, up to this point, she had never believed it was achievable without all these gimmicks and games, without the pressure, without the force. She never gave herself permission to consider a different way or to even soften her approach. And wouldn't you know it, the approach she learned in our working together has been the most profound approach for her resolution for the first time in 40 years. And I remember just 2 months in, looking back at all the strides she had made in just 2 months. Since that first session, they were life-changing. And it didn't come without bumps and scrapes along the way. It never does. But each week, she learned how her old approach had been all backwards. And it was sabotaging her every single time. And this is what I offer. This approach is what I offer in the Nourished Woman Lifestyle using the Still Point practice. It is a completely different approach than what most women do. Most women are perfectionistic mindset, all in, push, force, willpower, right? But this one, it's kind, it's gracious, it's honest. It's not one that you're going to find in the mainstream industry. And if this is you and you're tired of doing it the way the society tells you, or the way that you've just picked up along the way, you can choose health and calm and nourishment with ease without this quote unquote tough approach. You can save yourself years and decades by avoiding these crucial mistakes that my client was making all those years, and you can get started on this today. It's never too late. It wasn't too late for her, and it isn't too late for you. So, if you want to learn this approach, come join me in the membership and let's begin with the Still Point practice. There's way more growth in the stillness than in your striving, and I can teach you how to do this. So, check your show notes for the details and let's get started on this right away.